Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll talk about the Board of Equalization appeal process and about the county's property tax abatement programs and exemptions. And then we'll dive into some exciting transit news and finish up with a couple of reminders about events happening through the rest of the summer. Let's get into the news.
Attention Summit County property owners. Tax disclosure notices were sent out on August 1st, and there's a 45-day window of opportunity to review your property.
As the taxpayer, you should be watching for market changes and whether your property is coded correctly and receiving any exemptions that may be available.
To appeal the market value of your property, you have to go through the Board of Equalization, or the BOE. The BOE process ends in 1 month on September 15th at 5 p.m. Appeals will be accepted regarding the market value of your property only. Appeals will not be accepted regarding tax rate or dollar amount.
You apply for the BOE through the auditor's office, and you can do that by visiting bit.ly/BOEequalization to make appeals online and to get more information on the Board of Equalization process.
So some Summit County taxpayers may be eligible for property tax relief or deferral. And for more information on the county's tax abatement programs, you can visit bit.ly/ptrelief.
And finally, make sure your property's type of residence is coded properly. The primary residence exemption is an exemption for those people living in their property full-time or that have rented their property to a single tenant year-round.
A property that is granted a primary residence exemption is only taxed at 55% of the market value of the home and up to 1 acre of land. Learn more by visiting summitcounty.org/assessor and clicking the primary residence exemption on the left-hand menu.
And we have some exciting news about Summit County and its partner, High Valley Transit, that recently secured a $25 million grant through the U.S. Department of Transportation's Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, which is short for RAISE. And that program continues to work on the SR-224 electric bus and bus rapid transit projects.
The grant will help add dedicated lanes in each direction on much of SR-224, exclusively for use by transit vehicles, school buses, and emergency vehicles, as well as procure 5 battery-powered buses and supporting electric charging infrastructure. It will additionally create 2 new transit stations, provide improvements on 3 other existing stations, and allow for operational improvements at intersections along the SR-224 corridor.
Once finished, the electric BRT system will create an affordable, accessible, low-emissions transportation choice for those who need it most, while also increasing access to goods, services, employment, and recreation.
This grant, combined with the $30.3 million Summit County received from the State Transportation Commission, means the BRT project is fully funded. So in terms of what's next, Summit County will finalize the project environmental review in September of this year and enter a final design for the project in early 2023.
And up next, we have an exciting event this weekend going on. Visit the Summit County Fairgrounds August 19th through the 21st, which is today, Friday, through this Sunday, to experience the 2022 Wild and Woolly Sheepdog Trials. This event is free to attend, and there will also be food vendors on site.
Sheepdog trials are competitions for breeds of herding dogs. Watch these animal athletes complete a series of tasks that reflect their everyday work with a flock of sheep. Events will be happening from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, so that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You won't want to miss out on this.
And as a reminder for the location, this is going to be in the Fair Parking Field, which is east of the Summit County Fairgrounds Rodeo Arena on the east side of Chalk Creek. So if you go to the fairgrounds itself, you'll need to cross over Chalk Creek to get to where the event is actually taking place. And last, Summit County is proud to present country music artist Easton Corbin in concert at the Summit County Fairgrounds on September 3rd at 8:30 p.m.
Opening artists include Honky Blue Tonky, Triggers and Slips, and Jaegertown. They'll also be joining in on the fun. Tickets are on sale for $25 at summitcountyfair.org under the events tab. We hope to see you guys there.
And that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more Summit in 6.